Welcome to Signal Intelligence. Today is Wednesday, June 17, 2026. SpaceX acquires Cursor AI for $60 billion. What it is, SpaceX announced an all-stock deal to acquire AnySphere, the company behind the popular AI coding agent Cursor, marking one of the largest acquisitions in the AI tools space to date. Why it matters. The deal signals that aerospace and defense-adjacent players are now aggressively entering enterprise developer tooling, adding a new class of well-capitalized acquirers competing for the AI coding market alongside Microsoft, Google, and OpenAI. Reality check. The deal is structured as all stock and expected to close in Q3 2026. Regulatory scrutiny of a $60 billion transaction in an already concentrated AI sector is a real wild card. Enterprise AI cost crisis. Token billing is breaking budgets. What it is, multiple large enterprises have reported severe budget overruns on AI usage, with at least one organization reportedly spending $500 million on a single AI coding tool in 1 month due to unlimited employee access and no spending controls. Why it matters. The shift from flat fee to consumption-based AI pricing, now standard across GitHub Copilot, Claude, and others, is creating an invisible cost explosion that CFOs and CIOs are only now starting to measure and govern. Reality check. Much of the reported spending figures comes from anonymized or third-party sources. The $500 million claim lacks audited confirmation, though the broader cost governance crisis is corroborated by Microsoft pulling back Claude Code licenses. Microsoft launches 7 in-house MAI models at Build 2026. What it is, Microsoft unveiled a family of 7 proprietary AI models under the MAI brand at Build 2026, covering text reasoning, voice generation, and task-specific tuned variants, reducing dependence on OpenAI's GPT models across its product suite. Why it matters. Enterprise buyers now have a credible Microsoft-native AI stack that does not route through a third-party provider, giving IT organizations cleaner data governance and cost predictability within existing Microsoft agreements. Reality check. MAI models are still early generation, and Microsoft has not published head-to-head benchmarks against Anthropic or Google on a wide range of enterprise tasks. Claims of efficiency gains are narrow and task-specific. GitHub Copilot moves to usage-based billing, live now. What it is, as of June 1, 2026, GitHub Copilot replaced flat premium request units with AI credits tied directly to token consumption, making every autocomplete and code review action a metered cost. Why it matters. For the millions of developers and enterprise teams using Copilot at scale, this is a fundamental pricing model change. Organizations that have not audited usage patterns may face significant and unexpected monthly invoices. Reality check. Base subscription prices remain unchanged for now, but high-volume users running agentic workflows will see disproportionate credit consumption. The real cost impact depends heavily on usage patterns that most teams have never tracked. OpenAI acquires Ona to extend Codex into long-running agent tasks. What it is, OpenAI announced the acquisition of Ona, a startup specializing in secure cloud execution and orchestration, to extend its Codex coding assistant's ability to handle multi-step, long-running autonomous tasks. Why it matters. This closes a critical gap in OpenAI's agentic stack. Codex can now persist, work across complex workflows, rather than being limited to single-session interactions, which is the baseline expectation for serious enterprise automation. Reality check. Integrating a secure cloud execution layer into a production AI coding product is non-trivial. Reliability and security audit timelines will likely push enterprise-grade availability well into 2027. Alibaba debuts Qwen Robot Suite, AI models built for physical agents. What it is, Alibaba launched its first suite of AI models specifically designed for robotics and physical world agents, extending its Qwen model family to support machines operating in warehouses, logistics, and manufacturing environments. Why it matters. The move signals that the next phase of agentic AI competition is no longer software only. Chinese technology is racing to embed AI cognition directly into industrial hardware, which has significant supply chain and geopolitical implications for Western enterprise buyers. Reality check. Robot-specific AI models face substantial challenges beyond inference accuracy, including real-time latency requirements, hardware integration, and safety certification that no software release alone can resolve. Apple, WWDC 2026, Foundation Models Framework, opens AI to all developers. What it is, at WWDC 2026, Apple expanded its Foundation Models Framework to include image input support, third-party model routing including Claude, Gemini, and others, dynamic profiles for multi-agent workflows, and free private cloud compute access for smaller developers. Why it matters. Apple is positioning its platform as a neutral, privacy-first AI integration layer. Enterprise teams building on Apple devices can now embed sophisticated AI capabilities without building or managing their own model infrastructure. Reality check. The framework's third-party model support is helpful for flexibility, but introduces the same data privacy and governance questions Apple's on-device pitch was designed to avoid. Enterprises will need to evaluate each routing path carefully. HHS deploys AI at scale to hunt $100 to $200 billion in Medicaid fraud. What it is? The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services launched an AI initiative scanning all 50 states' Medicaid audit data, coordinated across CMS, OIG, and the FBI, targeting what it estimates to be $100 to $200 billion in fraudulent or improper payments. Why it matters. This is one of the largest government deployments of AI for fraud detection to date. It establishes a precedent for using large-scale AI analysis to audit and claw back public funds, with direct implications for how regulators approach AI-assisted compliance across sectors. Reality check. Government AI fraud detection has historically generated high false positive rates that burden legitimate providers. The accuracy, appeal process design, and oversight mechanisms for this initiative remain undisclosed.